We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
This is a proud moment for the United States Senate and for the country, and we're going to win this battle in the very near future.
Senator Mitch McConnell, right after the vote early this morning where they passed this coronavirus relief bill called the CARES Act, we have Senator Roy Blunt on the phone with us this morning. Senator, I'm sure it's been a long night for you. Thanks for giving us some time.
Thanks, Mark. Great to be with you. I think I finished at the Capitol last night about midnight, and the night before, I think my last conference with my appropriating staff on the health issues was at 3:38 a.m., and so, but I've been up for a while, and I'm glad to be with you.
Well, I'm glad you're here. You know, driving home the importance of getting this done and getting relief to businesses and individuals is the fact that they just rolled out the unemployment claims this morning, just a few minutes ago. 3.3 million people filed unemployment claims. Kind of drives it home.
It does. It absolutely does. And clearly, this is a critical moment. It's a moment like none of us have ever seen before, where people are actually required to remove themselves from the economy in many cases, and other people are choosing to remove themselves from the economy. And frankly, we just never seen anything like this. Certainly 2008, 2009 wasn't like this. 2001, after 9/11, the American people actually in many ways ramped up their social engagement and their spending, because we were not going to let those terrorists win by keeping us at home. And so it's a big moment. You know, frankly, last night the vote, 96-0, we often hear that things pass unanimously in the Senate, but they almost never pass unanimously when you actually have a roll call. They're the things that we sort of do at the end of the week, and there's no real opposition to, and maybe both cloakrooms have cleared them that nobody is objecting. But to actually have a roll call vote where every single senator present votes for something is a pretty astounding thing. And there are things in this bill that I don't like. There are things in this bill that I'm sure Democrats didn't like, because the basic structure of the bill was the Republican structure that we'd presented almost a week ago now. But 96 senators who were there all said, we are prepared to vote for the biggest spending bill in the history of the country to try to, one, get the economy going again, keep the economy going, keep the economy in the good place it was in February as much as we can, and two, beat this virus with the investments that we're making in research and healthcare in this bill as well.
Yep. So Senator Sass, Senator Graham, threw up some objections to some of the wording on the unemployment benefit, the kicker that was thrown in on unemployment. Do you have any concerns? Because that language remains in there.
Well, I do. But remember, I voted for their amendment, but they both voted for the bill. So, you know, this is a moment when you didn't have to like everything in the bill to decide that this was an emergency and we had to move forward. I don't like what Democrats insisted on, and the president and Secretary Mnuchin agreed to. Frankly, I'm not particularly fond of the White House negotiating for me, but that's what happened, and the president's eager to sign this bill. We have made unemployment too appealing in this bill. The real sweet spot in this bill, negotiated by Senator Rubio and Senator Cardin, a Democrat from Maryland, was to keep people on the payrolls that they're currently on, to let business owners, small business owners, borrow money that if that may not have to be paid back, wouldn't have to be paid back if you met some of the conditions of the borrowing, one of which was to keep everybody on your payroll for the next 8 weeks that was on your payroll a month ago, and not let them go to unemployment, not let them wonder if they're going to have a job to come back to, and to be available to you the day you call and say, we're opening back up full scale for business and we want you to show up. So hopefully a lot of people will still do that. A lot of employers will take advantage of that opportunity to keep the good employees that they have had. And, you know, Senator Sass and Senator Graham were right. Like I said, I voted for their amendment. They did too. And then all three of us voted for the bill because that was one of the prices that the Democrats had demanded to get us the votes we needed in the Senate and to get the votes Friday in the House to get this bill on the president's desk.
That's a great point. Senator Roy Blunt, our guest this morning. Senator, I know you know Dr. Randy Tobler, who's one of our hosts here on the radio station.
I do.
He said that he met with you recently up in Washington and with Senator Hawley to talk about the risk to rural health care providers in this country. And what he was concerned about in this bill is some way to expedite payments, particularly these Medicare advance payments, because he said they're never more than a couple of paycheck cycles away from going under at some of these rural facilities.
Well, we worked really hard with rural hospitals. I had a call, Senator Hawley and I had a call with about 50 rural and urban hospital representatives from Missouri. I think that was on Monday. I chair the committee that does the funding for the health care for Center for Disease Control and Infectious Disease. And everybody's seen Dr. Fauci in recent days and NIH. And we put specific language in there, at least for the hospital component. And I think it can be stretched to community health centers and others, to where we have told Health and Human Services, start a cash flow to these organizations right away, work out based on what their income would have been last year and the year before, perhaps, but start a cash flow, because all of these are sort of money in and money out organizations in healthcare. The other thing we've done with Medicare is open up many new doors for telemedicine, to where we told Medicare, you have to do something we've been telling you you should do for the last 2 or 3 years, which is be more vigorous in using telemedicine so that people can have a contact with their doctor without necessarily having to travel hours to get there. So we're aware of that. I'm going to work really hard to see that Dr. Tobler's concerns are met. I'm confident that we put the language in there for hospitals. I'm not that confident that we have all the language we need for individual practitioners, but we're going to look at that as well. You know, what this bill really does in four buckets is it creates a way to make some direct payments to a majority of Missourians by the middle of April, maybe the first week in April, if Secretary Mnuchin gets this done the way he wants to keep small businesses to where they keep people on their payroll and at work, to help states and local governments to pitch in for critical industries like aviation in St. Louis and in our state, or travel, and then to provide the money for health care to see that we beat the virus. We're not going to get the economy back where we want it until we get this virus where it's under a level of control that the American people think they can re-engage with each other again.
Very good. Senator Blunt, listen, I know it's been a long night. I appreciate the new information on this, though. Thank you.
Hey, Mark, great to talk to you. Look forward to talking to you soon over the next 2 or 3 weeks as we try to implement what we've done this week.
Yes, sir, we'll do it. We appreciate that. Blunt.senate.gov, at Roy Blunt there on Twitter. Like he said, he may not agree with all of it, but he's happy that they got it passed in the Senate. And now we get to wait on Nancy Pelosi, because you know her take Her take on this is usually pretty simple.
Get more at 971talk.com.